Hi, this is David. If you're serious about improving your energy, performance, and overall health, what you put in your body matters. But here's the problem. The U.S. allows over 10,000 food additives in our food supply, many of which are banned in other countries. But I've found a solution. Thrive Market, the no-junk online grocery store that bans over 1,000 harmful ingredients and makes high-quality nutrition the new standard. And it's not just food. Thrive Market also has top-tier supplements for longevity and recovery. My go-tos are vitamin D, magnesium, and B12 to keep my energy levels high. They even carry antioxidant-rich green tea and anti-inflammatory superfoods to help with recovery. With savings up to 30% off and fast carbon-neutral shipping, Thrive Market takes the guesswork out of eating clean. No junk. No fillers, just the best in high-quality nutrition. Want to upgrade your health? Go to thrivemarket.com/inspirational for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/inspirational. thrivemarket.com/inspirational. Thank you.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Ambition and Success by Orison Swett Marden, published in 1919. Everywhere we see men and women doing the lower, the commoner things, seemingly satisfied to do them all their lives, when they have the ability to do the higher. Many people do not start out with ambition enough to spur them to do big things. They make a large career practically impossible at the very outset, because they expect so little of themselves. They have a narrow, stingy view of life and of themselves, which limits their ambition to a little, ruddy, repetitive groove. If I could give you but one word of advice, it would be that which Michelangelo wrote under a diminutive figure on a canvas in Raphael's studio, when he called on the artist and found him out. Amplius, which is the Latin word for larger. Raphael needed no more advice. This one word meant volumes to him. I advise every one of you to frame this motto, hang it up in your room, in your store, in your office, in the factory where you work, where it will stare at you in the face. Constant contemplation of it will make your life broader and deeper. A fine ambition will steady your life. It will hold you to your task, keep you from yielding to the 100 temptations that might ruin you. What chaos there would be but for a person's ambition to get up and get on in the world, and to improve their condition. Nothing so strengthens the mind and enlarges the horizon of achievement as a constant effort to measure up to a worthy ambition. It stretches the thought, as it were, to a larger measure, and directs the life to finer things. I am determined to make my life count, said a poor young immigrant with whom I was talking not long ago. Now that is a resolution that is worthwhile, because it is backed by a high ambition, the determined purpose to be a person of character, to make a life that is in service to humanity. This young immigrant works hard during the day, studying at night school, and improving themselves in every possible way in their odds and ends of time. This is the sort of dead earnestness that wins. This is the sort of material that has made America distinctive among all the nations of the earth. This is the sort of determination that gave us a Lincoln, an Edison, a Helen Keller, a Booker T. Washington, an Elon Musk, all great citizens of this land. Could anyone have a nobler ambition than this, to make their life count? One cannot imagine its failure when backed up by a single-minded determination. The quality of the ambitions of a people at any time locates them on the scale of civilization. The ideals of an individual or nation measure the actual condition and the future possibilities and probabilities. The trouble with many young people is they start out with no definite plan, no one unwavering aim for success, no worthwhile goal in view. They just look for a job. It may fit them or it may not. And they plod along, doing their work indifferently, with no spirit or ambition to push them towards greater heights. It is astonishing how many people there are who have no definite aim or ambition, but who just exist from one day to another, with no well-defined life plan. Although our revolutionary past and two world wars once did much to bring citizens to a realization of their responsibilities and raise their ideals to a lofty height, we today see all about us on the ocean of life, young men and women aimlessly drifting without rudder or port, throwing away time without serious purpose or method in anything they do. They simply drift with the tide. If you ask one of them what they are going to do, what their ambition is, they will tell you that they do not exactly know yet what they will do. They are simply waiting for a chance to take up something, forgetting the words of the wise philosopher who said, "Between the great things that we cannot do and the small things we will not do, the danger is that we shall do nothing." It is not enough for success to have ability, education, good health. Millions have all these and still fail or live in mediocrity because they do not put themselves in an attitude or condition for achievement. Their ability is placed at a disadvantage by the lack of a big motive, the stimulus of a worthy ambition. The important thing in life is to have a great aim and to possess the aptitude and perseverance to attain it, says Goethe. Of course, many people are hindered in the race through no fault of their own, but the vast majority of those who cease to climb and give up, often right in sight of their goal, do so from some weakness or defect that could have been overcome. Many of them lack continuity of purpose or persistency. Others lack courage or determination. Many of these unfortunates would attain to at least something of real success by merely sticking to their tasks. If the motive is big enough, the ability to match it is usually forthcoming. There is not one of you, my friends, who could not be more alert, more original, more ingenious, more resourceful, more careful, more thorough, more level-headed. Not one of you who could not use a little better judgment, a little more forethought, a little more discrimination, if you saw a tempting prize ahead of you as a reward. Whatever may be your ambition, play fair with yourself. Quit the side issues. Cut out the diversions. Live with and for your big ambition. Drop all else to attain your end and you will win. You will be and you will have what you want. Take a lesson in priming and lop off the useless branches which consume vitality and obscure the sunshine. That late-night movie that interferes with early rising, That mindless internet surfing that takes your mind off preparation for bigger things and all other wasteful habits. Have you cut them off? If you have not, it is because you don't want the big thing hard enough to deserve it. And you won't get it unless you prune off the useless habits that are diverting your energy and keeping you away from the main chance for greatness. Success in life is a process of selection and elimination, a choosing between the worthless and the worthwhile. To get time for things that count, you must save time by eliminating all else. Copy the athlete at the training room. Feed on that which builds you up and keeps you fit for the struggle. Unless you are inspired by a great purpose, a resolute determination to make your life count, you will not make much of an impression upon the world about you. The difference in the quantity and quality of success is largely one of ambition and determination. If you lack these, you must cultivate them vigorously, persistently, or you will be doomed to mediocrity. I have never known anyone to make a place for themselves in the world who did not struggle to keep their purpose alive by the constant struggle to reach their goal. The moment ambition sags, we lose the force that propels us, and once our propelling power is gone, we drift with the tide of circumstance. So, as I leave you today, remember that the individual who does not look up will look down, and the spirit that does not soar is destined to lose itself in the weeds.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.